Thank you, Madam Vice President. The Kingdom of the Netherlands thanks Montenegro for its comprehensive report and welcomes the delegation to the UPR. We welcome the amendments that have been introduced last year to bring the criminal provision on torture in accordance with international standards. Furthermore, we are encouraged by investigations and proceedings of cases of war crimes, which have been initiated since 2015. In the spirit of further building on steps undertaken to address human rights challenges, the Netherlands firstly recommends Montenegro to ensure that all prosecutions of attacks against journalists, high-level corruption, and crimes under international law are conducted effectively and impartially and in accordance with international fair trial standards. We also recommend Montenegro to amend the National Criminal Code by incorporating a definition of torture that contains all the elements provided for in Article 1 of the CAT, in particular ensuring penalties are in line with the gravity of the crime. And we appreciate the comments on this issue made by the Vice Prime Minister this morning. Madam Vice President, a strong, accessible and independent judiciary is essential for the protection of human rights. Therefore, further measures should be taken to ensure that allegations of torture, high-level corruption and attacks against journalists are adequately investigated. Madam Vice President, the Netherlands would like to wish Montenegro every success in the implementation of the UPR recommendations. Thank you.